Palpatine interlocked his hands. It is an interesting notion. We would have to deepen our conversations, become completely honest with each other, bare our innermost thoughts and feelings to determine whether we truly share the same goals.
I'm being honest when I tell you that the Republic needs to be torn down and built up again from the ground up.
That is a tall order.
Tall indeed.
It might require a civil war.
And how far from that are we now?
Dooku fell silent for a moment, then said,
The Senate grapples with trying to solve disputes the Jedi often see firsthand. What laws are enacted only follow from our having brought our lightsabers to bear.
It was the Jedi who pledged to support the Republic.
The Order's place in this is a matter Sifo Dyas and I have discussed endlessly, Dooku snapped. But the members of the Council are not similarly inclined. They are entrenched in archaic thinking and slow to embrace change.
He paused and adopted a sinister look.
Don't let yourself be fooled, Palpatine. They see dark times ahead. In fact, they think of little else. That's why they have allowed the Jedi to become involved in parochial conflicts like those at Galadron, Yenchor, and Baltizar, which are like brush fires born of windblown embers from a massive blaze just beyond the horizon. But instead of actually rising up against the corruption in the Republic, perhaps disbanding the Senate entirely for a period of time, they have become fixated on prophecy. They await the coming of a prophesized Redeemer who will bring balance to the Force and restore order.
A Redeemer? Palpatine stared at him in authentic surprise. You've never alluded to this prophecy.
Nor would I now, if I still thought of myself as loyal to the Order.
I never considered that the Force needed to be balanced.
Dooku's lip curled.
The Order interprets the prophecy to mean that the dark tide needs to be stemmed.
You don't accept it?
Dooku had an answer ready.
Here is the truth of it. The Jedi could fulfill the prophecy on their own, if they were willing to unleash the full powers of the Force.
The full powers of the Force, Palpatine said. I'm afraid you've lost me.
Dooku blew out his breath.
Perhaps it's something we can discuss in the future.
You've made your decision, then?
Dooku nodded.
If one more Jedi is because of indolence on the part of the Republic and moral equivocation on the part of the Council, I will leave the temple and refuse to look back.